Hey, everybody. Welcome to your opportunity to stretch, to ground, to get into the body and tend to whatever needs tending to today. Whether this is before your online yoga nidra practice, maybe before some breath work, a meeting, maybe you just need to take a few moments. Whatever brought you to this stretch, welcome. And we are going to get started on our backs. So laying down on your yoga mat, maybe you're going to do this in bed or on some cushioning, the floor, whatever works best. Just laying down comfortably and spread your whole back body nice and broad. So the legs are on the ground. You're even going to reach your arms overhead. So think you're going to make the longest line that you can with your body. And if you feel right now that your low back is kind of hovering off of the ground, there might be some impingement here, some congestion, no worries. Maybe just bend at the elbows, push into the upper arms. Maybe you plant the feet, lift the hips up off of the ground and scoop your pelvis. Anchor your tailbone towards your feet. Send the tops of your hips up towards your low ribs and cinch your low ribs down towards the hips. Then from here, one vertebra at a time, mid spine to low spine, lower down. So really, really trying to be mindful to connect your low back with the ground. And then from here, extend your legs long and the feet can be close together. And then reach your arms long overhead. So your body is in a long, straight, symmetrical line. Yes? Great. Now, from here, I want you to cement your upper body from the hips to the very top of your head to the tips of your fingers. No movement. Now, little parts of you might try to sneak in some movement, but don't worry. I'll tend to that in a moment. So think, feel, only the lower half of your body is going to move from your hips to your toes or your heels. So keeping your upper body completely rooted, keep that left hip on the ground. Start to walk or slide. Move and shift your feet, your heels, your legs over to the right. You might not go very far at all. The second that that left hip starts to rise up and tries to go over to the right, or your right, left shoulder blade starts to rise up and over to the right, you've gone too far, and that's okay. Ease out of it. Just going as far as you can while keeping your back body, your head, both shoulder blades, both hips rooted on the ground. Legs and feet are off to the right in sort of a half moon or half of a banana, half of a rainbow shape, yes? It might feel really nice to hook your left foot over the right or left ankle over the right ankle. You might want to cross the other side, left foot, right foot over left, whatever feels best to kind of secure and hook you into this shape. Take as much time as you need and now reverse that concrete, yeah? From the hips down to heels to toes, no movement, keep it rooted. As you start to slide the arms, the hands over to the right, creating a full rainbow or a full crescent moon or a full banana for banana asana on this side. So feet and arms are reaching to the right. We're going to get a really beautiful, juicy, and probably deep stretch all down and through the left side of the body. Trying to keep as best you can the left wing, left shoulder blade, and the left hip rooted on the ground. Back of the head is heavy. And from here, you can just let the arms hang, let them settle down on the earth, or you can grab either left wrist with your right hand or grab the right wrist with your left hand to hook or secure you into position. Yeah? Just wanting to feel that grounding through the back body and a deep stretch through that left line. Breathe up and down that line, yeah? feeling the stretch from that left hip, deep in the hip, all the way up through the waist, the ribs, the chest, into left armpit, through the upper arm, elbow, low arm, all the way to the left middle finger tip. Breathing here. See if you can settle the shoulders heavy, let the head be heavier. Really rooting down and opening, blossoming open through the front side. Let your body receive your breath. Yes, there's effort in those hooks to kind of secure you into place and to keep both sides of the body rooted on the ground. But amidst that security and stability and rootedness, find ease. Notice if you're gripping anywhere unnecessarily. And start to breathe into the belly. So the lowest part of your belly, three-part breath, low belly, mid-belly, upper belly, then ribs, chest, lungs, throat, third eye, crown. Whole body breathing up and down and through the left side. Breathe into it. Settle into it. A few rounds of breath. Noticing thought, emotion, sensation, breath. Welcoming all of you here for one more big, expansive belly breath in. Fill up, widen, keep going. And a big sigh through the mouth, cleansing, releasing breath. Let it go. Now, no slingshots. Again, rooting down the lower half of the body. And with the help of your core, right, just start to slide. Maybe let go of that wrist if you had the grasp. Come back through to center. So long and straight from hips up to fingertips. Root down the upper body. Unhook the heels. And slowly slide or walk your feet, your legs back to center. Now give yourself a little shake, any kind of a shake. You can hear it. I'm doing it with you. Release and integrate. Release and integrate. Let that side digest and download. Big breath in to lengthen. Reach long out through fingertips, down and out through toe tips, a straight line. Big sigh to let it go. This is a brand new side. Our right and left sides are very different. So no expectations, no pressure. Root down the upper half of the body like cement from the hips to the head to the fingertips. Now just the lower body moves, sliding legs and feet, toes over to the left. When you just can't go anymore, we don't want to push it. We're not trying to find that edge. We shouldn't be huffing and puffing and sweating. When your body starts to lift up, that right side tries to creep over to the left. Or if you start gripping in your jaw or you can't breathe fully, the body is just telling you, oh, no, you've just gone too far and that's okay. Thank that part of you that's just trying their best, but come out of it. Land both hips on the ground, both shoulder blades. You can leave the feet as they are next to one another. Maybe you hook right heel over left, or the other, left foot over right. Secure yourself, root down like concrete in the lower body, and when you're ready, start to walk or slide or glide, arms, hands, fingers over to the left. You'll probably have a slight bend in that left elbow. And reaching that right arm as far over as you can without compromising form or rootedness through shoulder blade and hip on the right side. And land here. Backs of the arms and hands landing where they feel comfortable. You can grab the left wrist with right hand or vice versa. And unhinge the jaw. Maybe close down the eyes and settle in this side. Breathing up and down and through right side of the body. Banana asana or rainbow asana, crescent moon asana. Breathing through this side. the breath can really create so many little micro stretches within this pretty big macro stretch, right? Notice what you're feeling, where you're feeling it, any emotions or thoughts present. Just be here. Nothing else to do in this moment, nothing to tend to. Be with yourself and nourish yourself with breath, this steadiness, this foundation. Literally, the earth is cradling you, holding you, supporting you from below. Sink down into that support. Root down through the right side and the left. And just notice how you're showing up in this moment. Breathing those long, slow, smooth, deep, nourishing diaphragmatic belly breaths in. And cleansing, releasing, shedding breaths out. A few here. Let go of what you do not need to hold in this moment. Get curious. Simply be. I'm right here with you. Another big belly breath in. Breathe all the way down to your pubic bone. Fill up. Open the mouth, add a smile, big sigh, let it go. Root the upper body, maybe unhook the heels, the feet. Slowly, no slingshot, slide the legs back through to center. Root down through the lower half. And slide the upper body back through to center. Give a big inhale, reach out through fingertips, down and out through toe tips, the longest line you can, big cat stretch. And a big sigh to release. Let it go. Hug the knees in towards your belly. You can grab the knees, the shins, the back of the thighs. Maybe you interlace the fingers. Just give yourself a little rock and roll side to side. Maybe drawing some circles with the knees. Maybe you lift head, neck, and shoulders. Just massage your back, your spine. Get the blood flowing again. Keep breathing into it. One big belly breath in. Belly rises to thighs. Maybe touches thighs. Big sigh, biggest hug inward. And when you're ready, just rolling over onto your side, plant the palms. Slowly uncurl, start to rise up. Chin stays tucked till the end. Then you're going to send your hands, plant them in front of you, and just scoop your legs behind you, coming into a tabletop on all fours. So your hands are stacked underneath of your shoulders. Your knees, think, are stacked underneath of your hips. Spread the fingers really broad. Create that foundation, root down in all of your fingerprints, all of the knuckles, the whole outline of your hand, even down to the wrist. Root down, push into the earth slightly, chin tucked, gaze between the index fingers. We're not sinking into the low back. There's a slight tuck of the pelvis. Send tailbone down towards the ground. Hips towards low ribs. Cinch low ribs to hips. You got it. That containment, that strength and length through the spine. We find foundation first, then we move on our mat and off, yes? A few cat-cow tilts here. So inhale, look up, gaze up, belly lowers, heart is broad, cow pose. Exhale, reverse it, bring your chin to your chest, hollow the front body and round the back body. Angry cat pose. Inhale, gaze up. Belly lowers, big stretch through the belly, collarbones broad, look up to the ceiling, cow. Exhale, chin to chest, look up towards your belly button or your thighs and make so much space between your ribs and vertebra. Inhale, gaze up, slight bend in the elbows, pull hands back and heart forward and through, big opening for the chest and belly. Exhale, reverse it, hollow through the front and push the earth away, cat pose. you can keep flowing, link and marry breath with movement, cat, cow, tilts, and or this is your opportunity for my favorite, some intuitive movement. So maybe you can start to sway the hips in a really sultry way. Close the eyes, right? It's only you here. What does your body need? What is it craving? What is it asking for? You can sway the hips, draw a figure eight with the hips, right? Maybe the head, neck starts to move almost in a reverse figure eight to the hips, right? Linking some movement here, some barrel rolls. You can just send the ribs to the right, down to the earth, ribs to the left, and then towards the sky, drawing circles with the ribs. Any movement that would serve you. It could be something completely different. Let this be intuitive. What does your body need? Maybe you sit back, hips to heels, reach the arms long, and surrender your belly, your chest, your forehead to the earth, extended child's pose, given a little wiggle and a squiggle here, reaching out through the hands. Breathe. Any movement or stillness for a few rounds of breath. Maybe you close the eyes, maybe you make some sounds, with the exhale. Tend to those areas of tension, of gripping, of holding, where you might be storing something that you are done with. Let it go, free up some space, movement or stillness. Let it be yours, make it yours, a few breaths. One more big belly breath in all together. Your biggest one today. And a big sigh. Let something go. Come back to your table. And slowly just start to sit back. Hips to heels, bum to feet. Sitting on your shins. Or maybe you decide to scoop the legs in front of you. Coming to a crisscrossed, cross-legged seating position. Pause here and notice how you feel. Maybe you need some more movement. Take it. Maybe it's time for some breath work. Dive in. You know where to find me in those videos. Just pause. Notice what the next right move is for you. And as always, take your time in getting there. Yes? Pause. Breathe. And simply be.